The saddest moments of my life have been a couple. There's been, when we had to move out to separate homes, that was a difficult moment, sad moment. Also, and having to tell my dad that my grandpa had passed away was hard too. And that one was particularly hard because it was a year that my son was born. So I was young, I was very young. And I had gotten a call from Mexico asking me where my dad was. They told me what happened, my grandpa passed away. And it was a rainy day, I remember that. It was a weekday. So I started looking for my dad. He's not answering his phone. And I started driving around to the bars that he frequents. And I remember my son, at home with my girlfriend at the time. And I'm looking for him. And I'm thinking to myself, why do I have to do this? Why do I have to look around? Why can't he be somewhere where I know where he is? Why do I have to tell him this? Why do I have to tell my dad about his dad passing away? So finally, I go to one of the bars he likes to go into, and sure enough, he's in there. And I say, "Hey, Dad, what's up?" And he says, "Hey, he's kind of surprised to see me." And, sit down, and now came the moment. I had the words. I knew what I was going to tell him. I knew how I was going to tell him. But I guess I froze or I got nervous about it when I saw him. So I had to, I had to kind of stop and think. And of course, something's going through his mind at the same time. I'm not sure if he knew something was up. I'm not sure if he suspected what was up. But, I tell him, "Hey, Dad, I couldn't even say it, I just said like grandpa, and I just kind of did the hand signal of he's like gone, Kind of took a deep breath. And he took a deep breath and just kind of, he sighed more than anything. And he was like, he ordered two beers, one for him, one for myself, at that moment before he even said anything. And, he just told me that grandpa was older, and I understood something about my dad at that point and how he saw death. And I don't know why at that moment when I told him, I still recording? I couldn't stop crying. And he said, "But your grandpa was older. And the last time he had gone to Mexico, he didn't recognize him anymore." And he said, "Your grandpa was a happy guy and he was strong, but he couldn't recognize him anymore. And he didn't want any more treatment from the doctors." And I forgot if we had a couple more drinks there, and we left home. I don't remember if he went to Mexico that time. I just remember that moment. But that was, it was a sad year.